Dale Capital, a Mauritius-listed private equity investment holding company, has become the first inward listing on the ZAREX, which was launched in 2017 to rival the JSE, allowing investors now exposure to a foreign company through a domestic channel. Chairman Mark Foles joins us in studio now. Thanks so much, Mark, for your time today. So you've completed your inward listing on a ZAREX stock exchange. Right at the top, talk us through the rationale.
Well, look, for us, we are a diversified private equity company quoted in Mauritius. We have an investment strategy based on food and food security, so we have a number of different operations on the island. But we've always had a lot of roots through historic connections through our founders and board members with South Africa. And we're a growth company, and we're always looking for money to fund the projects that we have. And so it was logical for us to look to a South African exchange to help us raise additional money to fund the projects that we have in Mauritius.
And what you are targeting is $2 million, about 30 million rand. What exactly are you going to be, directing that capital to in terms of your investment pipeline?
So we have, in Mauritius, as I said, we have a number of different activities. We have fishing activity, where we are looking to bulk up on the number of boats that we have to increase volumes through our production facilities. We have agricultural projects. So we have, we're already the largest goat and sheep herd in the island, and we're looking to expand from the 2,000 animals we currently have up to 8,000 or 9,000 over the next 3 years, and we need additional infrastructure for that. And we also have an interesting food distribution business where we're importing South African brands and distributing to the retail and the hotel and restaurant sector in the island. And there's a lot of development opportunities for us there.
What kind of scope for growth are we looking at and have you identified? Because, right now, about 70% of the food is imported into the island.
Yeah. Well, then that's really where the opportunity started. I mean, it's as Mauritius is an island, as you say, a very, very large part of what they consume has to be imported. But a lot of that has been because historically 90% of the arable land in Mauritius has been dedicated to the sugarcane industry. And as that industry has its own problems, a lot of the independent farmers have moved away from the land as the sugar price has dropped. And so you have a big opportunity of land that is not being exploited. And one of the advantages that we have is that we have a strategic partnership with the St. Felix Sugar Estate, which is one of the largest landowners in the southern part of the island. Mm-hmm. And that gives us access to land for a range of different projects, not only for the goats and sheep, but also for other agricultural projects. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to bring South African expertise and technology and apply it to the opportunities that we have there.
So you're not necessarily buying up land at a bargain right now. You've entered into a strategic partnership that gives you access to land, which has been problematic in the past.
That's the problem. I mean, land is not cheap in Mauritius. Nothing is cheap in Mauritius. but the difficulty is actually getting access to the right kind of land for the kind of projects that you want. So I think the partnership with St. Felix will open up a number of different areas. I mean, historically, as I said, our investment thesis has been based about food and food security. But there are some very interesting property development opportunities there. And in particular, there's a smart city that we are working very closely with St. Felix to try and promote. And I think that will be one of the drivers that will help Dale Capital accelerate in the years to come.
Is that one of the main challenges or barriers that has been put up that has not seen anyone else jump onto this bandwagon very aggressively in the past?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, Mauritius is, has a very good, strong, stable economy. I mean, they've seen GDP growth of between 4 and 7% consistently over the last 10 years. So, and as certainly as the sugar industry has declined, there have been a lot of other sectors that have been very positive in their development. So financial services have been good. Construction generally has been a very strong area for growth in the economy. And I think that a number of these projects, these smart city projects, have been developed over the last 5 to 10 years, but these are long, large projects, so they take time for the right approvals, and I think that we will see more of them coming out, but we hope that this particular one will be particularly attractive.
Okay, so that's the investment case you've laid out for investors. What's your sense of investor appetite for all of this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're very excited about the opportunities that we have, so we are planning to go on a more formal roadshow in the next 3 months. Today was really much a technical listing for us, so we will set out our investment case, and we're hopeful that we will raise at least 2 million. I mean, we can certainly, we have the projects in our pipeline to spend more than that, so we'll be a little optimistic and a little more ambitious, maybe.
Well, best of luck to you as you venture down that path. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening, Mark. Of course, the chairman of Dale Capital, Mark Foles.